Marketing Edinburgh is the organisation dedicated to promoting Edinburgh to the world. The body, funded in part by the City of Edinburgh Council, promotes and champions Scotland's capital city locally, nationally and internationally. They work with other organisations to maintain the profile of Edinburgh as a world-class destination to visit, invest, live, work and study. Now their funding from the Council is in danger. In the draft plans for the budget, which will be set in February, the sums allocated to Marketing Edinburgh will be cut by £350,000 this year and £567,000 in the following financial year. We spoke to Chief Executive of Marketing Edinburgh, John Donnelly, to find out what that would mean for the destination marketing body. John, your funding is going to be cut quite considerably over the next couple of years. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and good afternoon, Phyllis. Yes, it is going to be cut. The draft proposals, and let's not forget the draft proposals, is a severe funding cut in year one, which is 1920. That, in pound signs, is a cut from £890,000 or £567,000. So in reality, instead of £890,000 from the council, you'll receive £300,000.
And what can you do with that?
Very little, ultimately.
And does that therefore mean that Marketing Edinburgh will cease to exist or cease to exist in its current form?
It will cease to exist in its current form, without a doubt. And that will have to be implemented as of April 1 in terms of looking at what particular shape that could be. So from our point of view, we understand the council's got to make cuts. Of course we do, we're not. We read, we understand, we speak with them. However, from our perspective, we understand housing and social care are a priority, and in many ways we think our success is working against us, because the city is successful through a lot of our activities. But to turn a business 64% off in the space of what will be 5 weeks, we don't think is tenable.
Let's go back a little bit, perhaps, to the heyday, when you started. Marketing Edinburgh wasn't exactly in the best place, but since then, you have brought it very much to be a success story. So tell us about some of your high points. This is Edinburgh, perhaps, was a high point.
Yeah, I think so, and that's very kind. When I joined Marketing Edinburgh, what, it's 5.5 years ago now, it was coming off of the back of a campaign that was rather, let's be polite, and not successful for anyone, including Marketing Edinburgh, including the council, and including councillors. So what the first job that I did was to re-establish relationships and with the council, because they were investing at that time £1.3 million in Marketing Edinburgh, not 890. We've been cut every year since, and we understand the reasons why. But the key thing about any client management, it's a philosophical approach in terms of managing your client. Now, key client at that time, and still is the City Council. And that was re-established, built confidence in the campaign you talked about, This is Edinburgh. It was a huge success for a £1 million investment that delivered £50 million worth of economic impact into the city centre.
And what you were actually trying to do was to bring people back into the city centre. It's all about footfall, it's all about people actually doing things here. So are you being punished for your success?
I don't know if we've been deliberately being punished for its success. I'd like to think not. I think I'd be a bit... I don't think they think that
maybe
way.
That's a little harsh.
It's a little harsh, I think, Phyllis, but... maybe victims of a success rather than being actively punished.
Listen out for our next episode, which will be ready soon, when we continue our conversation with John and find out the ways that he thinks Marketing Edinburgh could combat the cuts proposed by the council. You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.